Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Wherever you're at in the world, thank you for tuning in to the Turf Kings podcast. I'm your host, Rusty Everidge, owner of Everidge Lawn Care and TurfKingsApparel.com. On today's episode, let's talk about social influence. What is social influence? Social influence is basically people utilizing social media and their status on social media to influence markets. It could be any industry, beauty products, lawn care products, you name it, healthcare products, workout, you know, products. It can be anything. Gary Vee talks a lot about this. You know, it is a cheap way to market a product and get your product out there and get it known. But I'm going to specifically just talk about, in general, you know, social media and how it's being utilized, not in a good way. I'm just going to put it out there. People that are buying followers on social media, particularly, let's talk about Instagram. You know, if you see somebody that has 30,000 subscribers, 20,000 subscribers or followers, whatever you want to call them, and they're slinging products for whatever industry they're in, you know, look at it very close. Look at, like they're, when they post something, you know, are they getting even 10% of those 20,000 people, liking their photos? Are they getting 20%? You know, are they getting, what are they getting? So we'll just say myself, say, I go out there and I have 20,000 followers on Instagram. You know, I reach out to these companies and I say, hey, I'm a social influencer, utilizing Instagram. You know, I would like to work with you on your product. I really like your product. I think it's a good product. You know, if you would like to work together, maybe we can do like an affiliate deal, which is where, there's a link, provided by them. I copy and paste that link, in my profile or on a picture or something, or on a YouTube video. And whenever somebody clicks on that link, they buy a product, I get a portion of the proceeds from that person buying that product. Another way that you can see it work is discount codes. You know, so it might be a average 10% off, you know, or average 10 or rusty 10 or whatever, you know, whatever you and the company decide on. You know, I'll sling your product out there to all my followers, and I'll give them a discount code. That way the company can see their return on investment. So if they're sending me a product that costs, you know, $100, hopefully my link will provide at least $100 in revenue back to that company. If it provides more, then that's great. So what I'm seeing out there, and listen, nobody's talking about this at all. I don't think anybody will talk about it. It may be talked about, you know, in small groups, but nobody's really putting it out there on blast. So I'm the kind of guy that I'll put it out there on blast because I think it hurts, no matter the industry, I think it hurts the industry when these, and I'm using air quotes, social influencers are buying followers. You know, they post up a picture and, you know, they're getting 1%, 2% people liking that picture. That's a good indication that somebody bought followers somewhere along the way to, you know, to get their status up to call themselves a social influencer. Now, I'll just tell you, in the lawn care industry, the landscape industry, there are legit influencers out there that legit have not paid for followers. And what I consider somebody that's influencer is they're behind the scenes making big changes to the industry. There's not a lot of them out there, but there are a few that I can put on one hand. that I would describe as a legitimate influencer in the lawn care and landscape industry. I use influencer in a very loose term, and I'll just use myself. You know, I've got, at the time, I had less than 300 subscribers on YouTube. I probably had roughly 2,500 to 3,000 followers on Instagram. And I was able to, you know, work with a rather large company on a single product to promote it. And it was really a great product. It still, I still use the product to this day. It was a great product, still is. But, you know, I was able to contact the company, kind of give them some of my numbers. And, you know, I was able to at least, you know, they gave me a shot with one product. I've never reached out to the company again. There's only been one other company that I've really had a relationship. This will be going on 3 years now. And I've never got a product from that company. I just really like the people in the company. I like what the company's trying to do. If the day ever comes where they would like me to review a product, I'd be more than happy to review it. Or if they would like to do a sponsorship on the podcast, I would love to do that because it's a great company. But, you know, another company out there, they started a program and it was really on track to be a great program. And I'm not in the program, so I can't exactly tell you everything that goes on within the program. I just know that the company sends people in this program, you know, their products to test out and review and put it out there on Instagram, YouTube, what have you. Now, I've also have talked to people and have found some information online, some negatives about that program, which I feared from the get-go that that's what would be happening. You know, I hope they get the program squared away. The company's a good company, and I understand what they're trying to do, but you really have to be careful about when you're giving products to people to review for you. Now, I'll just say this. When I've talked to companies face-to-face at GIE Expo or, you know, via email, I always let them know that I would be more than happy to do the review. They just have to be able to let me give an open and honest review because I do not ever want anything I put out there to be questioned like, you know, well, he's just giving it a good review because they gave him the product. And trust me, everybody that's out there getting free products or slinging coupon codes for products, that generally is the consensus that, you know, well, brand X is better than brand Y. You know, that's why I'm working with them. You know, when really both brands are good, you know, they have good products. So you really got to take that stuff with a grain of salt. You know, this really hurts not just our industry. It hurts all industries, when people are lying about the amount of followers that they organically have grown to. If you've legit organically grown 10,000 followers, kudos to you. I mean, kudos. And that should show when you post a video on YouTube or when you post a picture or a video on Instagram, you should be able to show a company that legitimately you're getting a good return from the followers that are liking your photo or commenting on your photo. If they're just saying stuff like great post or a thumbs up or fire post, that's a good indication, you know, that it was most likely paid for, that follower is most likely paid for. And you can, you know, you can look through the photos on Instagram and you can really for yourself see who is paid for followers. I think that that really, really undermines the credibility of our industry, and not just ours, other industries, you know, the health and beauty, the like the workout protein shakes and all that stuff, you know. It really tarnishes that credibility. And eventually what's going to happen is these companies aren't going to be getting their money's worth, and, you know, they're going to dry up. They're going to stop. They're not going to go with a little guy, you know, out there that could possibly have a legit 10,000 base follower on Instagram, you know. And then, you know, you thought, oh, I need to buy more followers so I can get these companies to send me products. Here's another problem I see with these products or with these companies sending products to these, air quotes again, social influencers. They are using that for content on their YouTube channel, okay? So, yeah, you may do a video of installing brand XYZ trimmer rack or gas can holder or even gas cans, whatever it is, whatever product you're slinging for the companies. You know, you do a review on that, and, you know, you bring it up a lot, and I get it. That's, you know, you're keeping that in front of your, audience. I get that. But when I can go through your playlist and I can look through, and it's either, and I'm just going to use the lawn care landscape industry. It's either a review video that you just posted. It's an install video of how you installed whatever product you installed. Or it's, you know, shoving whatever, whatever product, you know, you're shoving it in there, and that's your content other than, here's my lawn care trailer set up for 2018. You know, here's a video of me mowing, you know, properties. I mean, that's all there is. That's the substance that we have. Like, where is the next Greg Chisholm? Where is the next Geek to Freak? The guy who dropped knowledge and inspired people, you know, in almost every video that he did. You know, he may have showed mowing videos, but if you were just watching the mowing videos and not paying attention to the words that was coming out of his mouth as he spoke over the video, then you missed everything. And it's not there for you. You can find some videos, but the meat and potatoes of what Greg Chisholm was all about is gone. And sadly, probably gone forever. But give us some content that carries some substance, some weight. Give me something that is going to help me build my business. You know, what are you doing? You know, if you have two lawn care crews or three trucks or what have you, and you're out there, what are you doing to help me build my brand so I can get to that next level where maybe I want to take my business? I will say that there are people out there doing that. I don't want it to be construed. There are people out there dropping knowledge on the industry. And I will just say Brian Ring is one of those guys. Brian Ring has years of knowledge. He started from nothing. If you don't know his story, you need to look up Brian Ring and figure out his story. It is a very inspiring story. But he drops knowledge. I mean, he puts snippets out there almost daily on Snapchat, on Instagram, on Facebook. You know, he's posting in our lawn care groups and stuff. A lot of people may look at that like, you know, he's boasting. If you think that Brian Ring is just boasting about how big his business is or how successful he is or his business is, you have that man dead wrong. I'm telling you, you have him dead wrong. He is trying to inspire you by showing you his big trucks, his two or three trailers, you know, his enclosed trailers, all of his, you know, his Toro equipment that he uses. He's not trying to throw that in your face. And if you think he's throwing it in your face, you need to go back and start over and understand that he's literally trying to inspire you and showing you what can happen if you work hard, if you dedicate yourself to your business, you know, and he's at that point now where he can share his story. You know, he's sharing his story with you. You know, his brand Grindin', you know, that was such a good move by him to sell shirts and hats, you know, of his brand, because that's what he's all about. He's all about the grind. Listen, I'll get off the Brian Ring subject, because there's other people out there. There's women out there that are doing this. You got to find them, you know, and they are the real people that are influencing change. You know, there's people behind the scenes that you don't even know are influencing change in our community, in our, you know, lawn care and landscape community. And you guys know who you are. I want to say thank you for the real deal, legit people that are influencing real change in our industry behind the scenes. And, you know, you're not making videos about it. You're not doing all that stuff. You're not looking for that notoriety. You're just out there making things happen behind the scenes. And I just want you to know that at least I appreciate the things that you're putting out there and the content that you're putting out there. So you guys know who you are. As far as the, you know, this whole Instagram thing, you know, it drives me up a wall. I don't know why I let it, but I do know why I let it bother me, because I really care about our community. I really am passionate about our community, and, you know, I love to see what people are doing. I love to see, you know, somebody switches from this product to this product this year. I love to see those videos about why. Why did you switch? You know, what was not so good about brand A that brand B is providing for you? You know, and with the YouTube stuff, you guys, you big YouTubers, quit wasting your time. You know, get out there and make some legit videos to help people. Don't just sling your products. You know, I'm tired of seeing all the coupon codes for stuff. Listen, if I want to buy a product, you know, I'll buy the product, you know, and yes, I will most likely use a discount code just to save the 10%. It doesn't matter whose discount code it is. I would just find a discount code by doing a search on Facebook group, and whatever pops up, that's probably the code I would use. Take this time this year and make some legit videos. Like, seriously, some legit videos. Talk about how, where you started and where you're at now and where you look to go to. You know, it takes real talent to be able to sit there and put together a video that shares your story or gives golden nuggets of information to new guys in our industry just starting out. I get questions, DMs and stuff all the time from people, you know, asking me about this or that, or, you know, most of it is about making the transition from working full-time for somebody else and then going into my business full-time working for myself. That's what I get a lot of. And then I get the typical questions of, you know, why did you choose the Skag mower, or why did you choose, you know, you have an Echo Weed Eater, but you have a steel combi system. You know, why did you choose that? Or why did you choose the smaller backpack blower from Steel, the 450 CE electric start, over a BR600? You know, I get those questions a lot, and you know, I answer those questions and go on. I want to see some legit YouTube videos this year that are just golden nuggets out there giving real advice, motivating some people. You know, I look to some of these videos for motivation. You know, it's snowing today. I would love to have looked on YouTube and found a video that, you know, was just put out by a big, you know, lawn care YouTuber, but I didn't see it. I searched YouTube today. I looked through all the people I subscribe to, And I just didn't see the video. I didn't see a video that was inspiring to me, was like, oh, I want to watch that. Not at all. I understand it's the time of the year to show your setup, your 2018 setup. I get that. But if you're showing your 2018 setup and you're slinging all the products that were given to you for free, I'm probably going to pass over you. And I know there's other people that are bothered by that too. But you do you. Do your thing. If that's how you want to run your channel, that's fine. I want to see some content. I want to see somebody just get real. Get Greg Chisholm on that and just, you know, share stuff, you know, give some motivational speeches, you know, give us some goodness, some truth. That's a good one. Give us some of your truth. You know, I've seen your products that you're slinging. I've seen the mowers that you're slinging and running. I've seen the trailers, you know, I get that. Now give me something good. In 2018, give me some good stuff. I'm challenging all of you YouTubers, big or small, I'm challenging you. Put yourself out there. Make some legit content other than a review for this brand or a review for this mower or what have you. Give us some good content. I guarantee the person that figures that out, they will jump up. They will gain subscribers. You know, there were people that were subscribed to Geek to Freak who weren't even in the lawn care industry. Think about that. He had people watching his videos that weren't even in the lawn care industry. Is that, I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? And I know we have some people that are into YouTube that have people that aren't in the lawn care industry. I get it, but come on, guys. Give us some golden nuggets. Help us out. Help us to grow our business. Some people just need, to be inspired to even pick up a camera and record their journey. Record it. Record your journey. As far as other industries, people that are listening to this podcast that aren't in this industry, same thing with you. If you're out there and you have a product or you have a good handle on your social media account, like you got some good followers, you know, it's okay to sling some products out there, but also give some information back. Give back to the community that is given to you. All right, guys, that's all I have on this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share all that stuff on my social media. You can find Turf Kings Apparel. It's just Turf Kings on Facebook. You can follow me on there. You can respond to comments on there, what have you. I want to get some feedback because I'm not getting any feedback on my podcast, and I kind of want to make sure that I'm on the right track. So, all right, guys, have a great day. Hopefully we've got some good weather coming. I'm ready to cut some grass, make some money, and I'm looking forward to seeing the YouTube videos. Okay, guys, have a great day. We'll see you on the next cut.